This is Dodgeball, presented by Ben Kearns. The 80s were the decade of excess. However, the 80s would be a trying time for America's game.
Dodgeball was dying. Ratings were at an all-time low. People weren't excited by the game anymore. They wanted flash, style, and old Dodgeball wasn't doing that.
With a desperate bid to revive itself, Major League Dodgeball hired a brand new commissioner, one that would take the classic game into the MTV generation, a man named Vince McCheese.
That Vince didn't respect the tradition of the game. He just made the whole thing into one big fat gimmick. I didn't like him then, and I don't like him now.
Vince would bring in the flash and excitement that fans clamored for.
Bikini Mud Dodgeball.
Cage matches.
Dodgeball and alligator swamps. They ran out of balls, and they started throwing their teammates' seventh limbs.
The gimmicks worked. Major League Dodgeball saw its greatest popularity yet, but it meant that personality became more important than skill.
I started shooting my documentary Beyond the Balls in 1986, years after Vince McCheese changed the game. I remember the first time I saw him in action.
All right, now we have Friday Night Dodgetown with Tom the Bomb and Andre the Man of Average Stature. We need to cut promos for Tom's dodgeball team.
Tom the Bomb was the biggest star in the game. He and the Tom Squad were the most popular team. It was made up of Raymond Bale, otherwise known as Ray Gun Omics.
You think you can mess with the Ray Gun? I will beat your ass so hard urine trickles down to the lower classes and redistributes your punk ass into greater prosperity. It's morning in America, but it's nighty night for you, brother.
It was also Eliza Kimball, but fans knew her as Lisa Lisa and the Rajneeshpuram Cult Jam.
You think you can deprogram me? You got another thing coming. Either follow me into the bright and warm glow of enlightenment or stir the hell out of my way. Our savior on Earth, Osho, beckons me to kick your ass!
They were a great team, but Tom was the star. His bet with Andre was over in a minute. After 4 hours of trash talk, that was it. I caught him after in the locker room.
Yeah, that was a pretty tough match. Andre and I talk a lot of shit for the cameras, but we're actually friends. We did steroids together at his son's bar mitzvah. We watched a boy become a man that day.
What about your family? You have a daughter, don't you?
I do.
I followed Tom for the next couple of years shooting my documentary. Things were starting to go south for him health-wise, and he spent his money faster than he could make it.
All right, Doc. Give it to me straight.
Tom, you need to stop playing dodgeball. You've suffered too much head trauma.
I can't do that. I don't know what else to do with my life.
Let me make this clear. You will die. You cannot take any more balls to your face. You spent your entire life getting smacked with balls from every direction. Just giant balls covered in sweat directly at your face.
Please, Doc, just give me some pills so I can get my head in the game.
I don't care how your head game is. You have to stop. Also, there's a rash on your balls.
Things got more complicated when Vince made him an offer.
Hey, Tommy, we're gonna go big. Laser light show, bikini babes. This is gonna be a big payday for you. You're gonna be so rich that you'll ensure a lifetime of financial security by playing one single game of dodgeball. By the way, tried this new Coke? It's Peruvian.
Tom had a choice to make. Risk his life for riches or live long enough to see his money fade away. He took the money.
I've given many years to this game, and it's meant the world to me. It gave me a home. It gave me a family. Not just my family, but my dodgeball family, my team. I love you. Keep throwing and dodging for the rest of time. To my fans, this could be you someday. Here we go. This is it. My retirement game. And I'm going to take the World Wrestling Federation of Dodgeball belt for the very last time! No one will stop Tom the Bomb from blowing up in your face!
He died.
On the finale of Ben Kearns Dodgeball.
In 2004, a movie with Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller would revitalize America's love of dodgeball. It was called Starsky and Hutch.